Welcome to the Life Self-Mastery podcast, where we bring in entrepreneurs who have created online businesses and improved their lifestyles. Here's your host, Rohit Malhotra.
Hi everyone, I'm Rohit from LifeSelfMastery.com, and today I'm excited to have Penny Shu, who's a blogger at GetBusyLivingBlog.com. and an online entrepreneur who sells t-shirts online using Amazon merch and runs a Shopify store making six figures a year. I connected with Benny in 2015 when I wanted to learn about e-spending and learned a ton about Facebook ads. Welcome to the show, Benny.
Oh, thank you, Rohit, for having me on. I'm excited to talk to you today.
So I understand that you started off building apps. So how was your journey from apps to selling t-shirts?
It's been a different journey, like along the way. One I certainly did not expect, but yeah, I started, you know, with apps in 2011. At that time, iPhone was still relatively new. I was really into apps and I thought maybe I could build an app because, you know, just for my own needs, like something, an app that I wanted to use. And I didn't really see it in the app store the way I wanted it to be. So I created an app and it did really well. The very first month it came out, it got featured by Apple. It did about $30,000 in sales in the first 30 days, which was great. So I was really excited by the possibility that this was going to be my profitable and successful online business finally, because I've been trying for so many years. So I kept, you know, developing more apps, trying to come up with new ideas, you know, kind of have a library of apps that would make money every day. And then hopefully I would be able to quit my job. But I found out that it wasn't as easy as I thought. I mean, certainly luck played a part in that very first app, but the apps I released afterwards just did not do that well. And in fact, I probably would call them failures. Just because they just were not profitable for me. And it was really frustrating because I was really trying to make enough money from apps to quit my job. But every app that came out, it just sort of failed. And then I tried again and it failed. After about a year and a half of trying with just apps, I knew I needed to change. I knew I needed to do something differently. So I sort of pivoted, sort of stayed with apps, but then I moved to just making like simple apps, like games, little simple games that people play, nothing fancy, nothing that costs thousands of dollars, which I was spending with my original apps. I just made these little simple games because that was a business model that I saw other app developers using. They were just making, like taking one game, right, for example, and they would just make like five different versions of that game just with different graphics, but it was the same gameplay. So you're like trying, you're taking a game and making it like a animal themed and or like candy themed or like different themes, you know, so customers won't know because it's like a different theme, but it's the same gameplay. So I was doing that and I started to really enjoy that model. And it was, you know, started off really slow at first, of course, because it was something completely new. But 5-6 months later, when it was December, I had made about 10,000 just from my games alone. So it was a really good time for me. These games were going well. But then the following year, about a few months into the new year, I started to get a little bit burnt out by these games just because I just got bored of the process, really. So I was sort of like looking to see like what else, you know, always my mind is always open to find like these new opportunities. And I saw this interview with this guy he did on another show, and he was talking to a guy who was selling t-shirts online. And I watched the interview, of course, because, you know, selling t-shirts online just really caught my attention. And, you know, this guy was making, like he said, six figures a month selling t-shirts using Teespring to print and ship. And he was using Facebook ads to drive traffic. And you know, this was pretty early on with t-shirts and Facebook ads. So he was doing really well with it because there just wasn't that much competition. So I thought, wow, this sounds really interesting. Like I've always wanted to sell shirts, but I never thought it would be possible just because of all the work that needed to be done, like maybe possibly printing shirts myself, shipping them myself. There's a lot of risk to do that on your own because if customers don't buy, then you're stuck with a lot of shirts that you don't really want. But with Teespring, you know, they were going to print and ship all the shirts if customers ordered it. So that really reduced the risk that I had on myself. And I just had to try to get drive traffic, you know, do advertising to get to my shirts. So I started doing that really full-time focusing. And I found myself enjoying the process. I enjoyed learning about it. I wasn't having success that very first month because it was a completely new business model. Facebook ads I'd never used before, so I had to learn how to do that. I started learning, and you know, started to slowly, each month by month as it passed, started to get better and better. And within the first 5 months, just going full time onto Teespring selling t-shirts, I had done about $100,000 in profit. So, you know, it was a great time. That was a really great feeling, you know, to think back about that time. So that's basically how I got into t-shirts, you know, from apps.
I understand that you have moved on to Amazon Merch for selling t-shirts. And I think one of the biggest hurdles is to get approved on Merch. So how does anybody get approved on Amazon?
It's an easy process. They have a form you fill out. They ask you some questions, but they're very simple questions that you put in. And then basically all you have to do is wait, because no one knows how long it will take. No one knows what Amazon looks at. They pretty much approve anybody, as far as I know. You just have to wait. It could be anywhere from 3 months to 12 months. So it's a hard thing to do because you just have to wait and you don't know when you'll get accepted. You know, once you're in, it's a really, I think, in my mind right now, the best way to sell t-shirts online. That's why I've focused the past 3-4 months on merch so much, because of the way that you're able to sell shirts right now through Amazon.
Are you making the same volume of sales on merch than what you're making in Teespring?
It's less than it was the first 5 months on Teespring versus the first 5 months on merch. In terms of volume and sales, it's less, but I'm okay with that because with Amazon, I don't have to run any paid advertising, which is a really good thing. It's really organic traffic, just people searching on Amazon. So the margins per shirt that you sell are going to be lower. But again, I'm okay with that because Amazon is bringing the customers. They print and ship all the shirts. Plus, they handle all the customer service. So if a customer has a problem with their order, they don't like the shirt, it's the wrong size, Amazon deals with all that. So I'm okay with that. And again, it's right now we're doing this interview in October. So it's starting to pick up to be, the holiday season, right? We have Halloween right now. We have Thanksgiving coming up. And then we have Christmas. And that's when, according to all the merch sellers that were doing merch last year during Christmas, that's the biggest time of the year. People make in 1 month combined is better than what they made the previous 11 months combined, because it's that good. The possibilities on merch are really endless. There's people who are making hundreds a month, and there's people who are making 40,000, 50,000 a month. So it's a really wide range, and it's really great right now. And I know it's still very early too. I think, as from my experience, from talking to other experienced sellers, it's still early because there's a lot of people that are in the e-commerce space, right? They're selling on Shopify. And then I'm like, hey, I'm selling on merch. You're like, what's merch? I've never heard of it. So it's something that a lot of people still don't really know about. So it's still not too late if you were to get in today.
How does one create the best shirt designs, which has little or no competition from other merch sellers?
It's a challenge, and that's what everyone's trying to figure out. And there's a couple ways that I can think of. One is to think about your own interests. What do you like to do? Is it cooking? Is it gardening? There may be an interest that you like that other people like, out there who are willing to buy shirts, but it's not really a huge market. That could be one way. And another way is just to research, even if you just look around where you're sitting right now or whatever you're doing, you can get ideas of different niches just by looking around. You can see, I'm looking around here, I'm looking at books. So maybe people who like reading books. Well, what kind of books? Nonfiction, science fiction, fantasy books, horror books. There's all kinds of books if you really drill down. So that's how you trying to figure out niches that have buyers, and you also can think about if people are willing to spend money doing something, they may be more likely to spend money buying a shirt related to that. So I would say, again, start with what you're interested in and then just research. That's the only way you're going to find maybe possible niches that have low competition but have buyers. And then finally, the only way you're going to know is to create a shirt for that niche and then see how it does.
Do I need to be a designer to start on this hustle?
The thing with merch and what I've learned is it's a lot different than selling on Teespring, because back when Teespring was high and I was doing it, a lot of people were doing it, you really had to make shirts. They had a lot of detail in it, right? They had different graphical elements. They took up the whole front of the shirt or the whole back of the shirt. I mean, you could tell that it took a lot of work, a lot of effort to design a shirt like that. But with merch, it's completely different, because a lot of times those kinds of shirts don't really sell well on Amazon. A lot of my shirts that sell extremely well are very simple. I mean, when I say simple, I mean I took a phrase that I thought might do well for a particular audience. I chose a nice looking font to match the audience, and I just typed it on the shirt. I made sure, of course, it was lined up, the size would look good. It looked symmetrical, right? It looked balanced on the shirt, but all it is just words on a shirt. And I sell a lot of shirts just like that, because I've heard this from a lot of other different sellers too. Simple sells on Amazon. Customers, if you try to overcomplicate things sometimes, they're just not going to buy your design instead of they're going to look for something more simple. So you know you don't really need a background design. You can use, I use Photoshop. People use GIMP. There's some apps for Android and iPhone that people use to create designs because, again, they're really just simple phrases with a nice font. Some people use Illustrator, you know, those who are more advanced and doing more illustrations. You know, of course, those sell as well, but you don't need to be like a graphic designer to be able to sell and do well on Amazon merch.
How do I run trademark searches so that I keep my merch account protected?
Yeah, definitely. That's a good idea because Amazon is very strict when it comes with trademark infringement, you know, because Amazon is the seller, okay? Because basically the way it's set up, so your listeners can understand a little bit more, is that what we're doing is we're licensing our designs to Amazon. So we're saying, hey, Amazon, you can use our designs. And Amazon says, okay, thank you. And every sale you make, we're going to give you a royalty. Okay, it's not like a, that's what they call it. They call it a royalty. So they're giving us a percentage per shirt sold. So when customers are buying, they're buying from Amazon. Okay, Amazon is the seller, but we're just letting them use our design. So they're very protective of, they don't want lawsuits. They don't want any troubles from big brands. So yeah, you do have to search trademark and copyright things because there are certain words that are trademarked that Amazon will automatically stop. So they have like an automated reviewing system that your shirts go through and they'll check your bullet points, your brand, the words that you use to describe your shirt. And if anything is like trademarked, it'll get rejected. Or if they're not sure, it'll get manually reviewed. So there's a website called, it's like the US Patent and Trademark Office. Maybe you can just Google search that because it's kind of a long URL. But yeah, you can just go there and search like the basic word mark search and then just type in the phrase that you're wanting to use and you can see if there's a live trademark on that or not. And if there is, your best bet is to stay away from it. Now, there are some, of course, obvious trademarks like Just Do It by Nike, right? Like, that's an obvious one. But now with merch, there's a lot of like phrases that are being trademarked that you just may not think about. And, you know, that's one of the, I guess what I would say drawbacks of merch is like there's so many people just trademarking like basic phrases these days because it's a profitable phrase and they just don't want competition. So there's a lot of trademarks going on. So you just do have to check, double check before you upload a shirt to see if you're infringing on any phrase that is trademarked already.
Are there any other ways to avoid competing with other merch sellers other than, you know, trademark searches?
Definitely. Like, you got to stay away from, like, movie references. You know, you can't use characters from movies. Sports teams are pretty much an area you want to stay away from. Yeah, I mean, mainly, like, what I see a lot are, like, movies. Because, like, right now, it's Halloween, and when we're doing this interview, Halloween's coming up in a couple weeks. So there's a lot of shirts related to Halloween, but they're from also from like movies, you know, like Friday the 13th, like, you know, horror movies. Those you can't do. You can't use the character from the movie in your shirt. So yeah, just movies are really a big one because people think it's safe to use, but you know, those movies are owned by studios who sell t-shirts, who sell merchandise. So they're going to want to protect their property unless you have a license with them, which means you're paying them a percentage of your sales and paying an upfront fee, you can't be selling there. So Amazon will take those shirts down because, again, Amazon is the seller and they don't want any problems from other companies saying, hey, you're selling our designs, our trademark, our copyrights without permission.
Once you get approved on Amazon merch, you know, you start off with 25 t-shirt style and, you know, then you keep moving up. So is it about having all those 25 shirts, 100 shirts, you can keep all those designs on Amazon platform, or how does it go?
When you start off with 10 shirts. They gave you 10 slots for shirts. Those 10 shirts can be whatever you want, but once you upload a shirt, Amazon will give you 90 days to make a sale, right? So before it used to be 60, then they moved it to 90. So now it's 90 days. So if you don't make a sale of that shirt within 90 days, Amazon's going to remove it from Amazon. Now you can re-upload it again, maybe change the keywords, you know, change the title of it, which is fine. But again, Amazon will just automatically remove it within 90 days.
Right now, it seems to be great that you don't have to run any paid ads. But how does one spread their risk of running a t-shirt business?
How do they spread their risk? I mean, like, how do they diversify?
That's right, yeah.
It's definitely, it's just for me, like with merch, it's not my main business. Like, and I wouldn't recommend it being a main business for anyone because you're selling on Amazon's platform, which is great. But at the same time, it could be taken away at any time. There's a lot of sellers who post in different Facebook groups saying their accounts were shut down and they don't know why and they can't get it back and Amazon's not replying to them. So it's not recommended that you put everything into Amazon. Yeah, it's good that I diversify, not only having your designs on Amazon, but there's other platforms similar to Amazon that you can sell on, like Redbubble. You can sell on like Cafe Press, Zazzle, Society 6. You can even sell shirts on Etsy now. Etsy is a really great way to sell shirts, and you can build like a storefront, and then you can use print-on-demand companies like Gearbubble or Printful to print and ship your shirts to customers. So it's a really a good idea to have your designs on different platforms as well, so that you are diversifying. You are getting traffic from all those other places. I know a lot of people ask, well, where else can I put my shirt besides merch? And it seems like the top place that I see a lot is Redbubble. So Redbubble is a really good place as well to upload your shirts if you're waiting on a merch invite. If you're waiting to get accepted, you can start and upload your shirts on Redbubble. And then when you get accepted to Amazon, also put your shirts there as well.
I understand that you also have a Shopify store where you sell products from China. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I've been doing that for a year now, actually, a little over a year. So that's my main source of income right now, my main business. So I do spend time on that. So merch is growing right now, but I am spending a lot more time on merch recently just because I want to get ready for the holiday season, which is coming up. I know from my experience with Shopify last Christmas, that was my busiest time of the year by far. I know with merch, from what other sellers said, it's a really big shopping time for t-shirts. But yes, I do also do Shopify as well.
So do you take products from Alibaba and sell it in US? That's how the process?
Yes. What I did was, when I started that Shopify store, I was, and this is what a lot of people do, is they drop ship items. So they order, they find the items on AliExpress, right? And you can order any items on AliExpress and have it shipped directly to your customer. So that's what I did when I started. I was finding, had certain products in mind for this audience I was targeting. So once I started to have some sales through AliExpress, I started to look on eBay as well to see if they had that same item. Because I got a tip from a friend where he said, like, check eBay to see if they had the same item, because you can get your item to customers in 3 to 5 days versus 2 to 3 weeks, which is what it takes from China. So I found the same item on eBay. Now, it cost more, but I was willing to pay more for it, and if that meant getting to my customer within 3 to 5 days, because they would be happier. So I started to do that for a month or two, like just ordering off eBay, and started to get more and more sales. And once I started to get, steady sales, and I could see there was, good potential for selling this product, I started to look into buying wholesale from Alibaba. So I was going to buy directly from the factory, so I could get it for a lot cheaper and just buy directly from them. So I started to do that. And ever since last December, I've been buying directly from the factories and then packing and shipping the orders ourselves from our office here where I live. So drop shipping is a great way to test what is going to sell for your audience or what you're trying to sell. But then once you start doing really well and you want to really grow your business, you should look into buying wholesale and then either shipping it yourself or finding a company in the United States that's going to pack and ship the orders for you, because time is very valuable, because a lot of customers are going to be upset when something takes 2 to 3 weeks to get from China to them. So when you have it in the United States, you can get to customers in 3 to 5 days and they're going to be happier and they're going to be, coming back to your store to buy more stuff in the future or buy other items that you're promoting.
Let's quickly do the top three. What's your favorite business book?
A recent book that I read that was really good was called Shoe Dog. It's a memoir by Phil Knight, the CEO, the founder of Nike. Great book. Love that book. It really gets into the mindset of, how he built Nike into this massive, giant business in the world.
If you could go back in time when you started your business, what is the one thing you would have focused on?
Man, that's hard, because if I'm telling anyone who's starting out, they want to start a business or they want to start making money online, what I would say is, like, focus on that one thing at a time, because it's easy to like try 2 or 3 different things and then see which one works. But I know if I'm looking back now, I can see where I've had success, and it's because I only focus on that one thing at a time. When I started with Teespring and learning Teespring and Facebook ads, I just really stopped doing everything else. You know, I stopped writing for my blog. I stopped doing podcasts for my blog because I wanted to spend as much time as I could when I did have the time to work on Teespring and on Facebook ads. And I truly believe that's why I was able to have success with it, because I just spent so much time only on that thing. Like with merch now, it started off really slow for me, but it's been growing every single month because merch is my pretty much my main focus these days. And again, I still have my Shopify store, but that pretty much runs itself. I still do work on it, but I spend probably the majority of my working days right now focused on merch, you know, researching, designing, uploading, and just trying to learn more and more about how to, you know, sell more on merch. And it's because I've spent so many hours every single day and just thinking about merch, I truly believe that's why every single month I've been able to see a progression in terms of number of sales. So yeah, it's just having that one focus and sort of blocking out everything else and just, you know, giving it your all for however long you decide to try it for. Like, you know, you may try it for 2 months, for example. Like, and then you're like, you know what? I'm not seeing success. I really don't like this way of selling, you know, because you have to enjoy it as well. Like if you find yourself not enjoying the process, then maybe you should start looking at other things to do. Because the great thing about the time we live in now is that there's so many ways, right, to make money online, either online or in person. You're not just forced to make money this way. You can start exploring other ways that maybe better fit your interests and your talents and your skills. Because when you find work like that, you're going to be willing to spend more time into it because you actually enjoy the process. You enjoy learning more about it to try and get better at it.
What's your favorite online tool, for example, Slack or Gmail?
My favorite online tool right now is probably Slack, I guess, because I have a couple customer support assistants that live in the Philippines, and we use Slack to communicate back and forth. So right now it's Slack. It's really great for, you know, collaboration or communicating with your employees.
How can people reach out to you?
You can come over to my blog over at getbusylivingblog.com and have a contact form at the top if you want to send me an email, ask me a question, tell me you came from Rohit's podcast, and I'll be more than happy to help you out or answer any questions that you have.
Thanks for coming on to the show, Penny. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really had a good time.
Thanks for listening to the Life Self-Mastery podcast, where we teach you how to start and grow your online business. For more information, visit Rohit's blog at www.lifeselfmastery.com.